AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, President Trump was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
The president confirmed earlier in the day he's deploying a second aircraft carrier group to the Middle East for potential military action against Iran. Students will be going back to school Wednesday in San Francisco. Teachers and the school district reached an agreement to end a week-long strike. Maria Sue is the school superintendent.
This is truly monumentous. For the first time in our school district's history, we are providing full family health benefits to our educators starting January 1st of 2027.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is scheduled to run out at midnight, and a shutdown looks certain. Lawmakers are set to leave Washington for a 10-day break, and talks with the White House have stalled. Democrats are demanding new limits on President Trump's immigration enforcement. Former CNN host Don Lemon has pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges in Minnesota. He was at a church where an ICE official is a pastor.
For more than 30 years, I've been a journalist, and the power and protection of the First Amendment has been the underpinning of my work. The First Amendment, the freedom of the press, the bedrock of our democracy.
Prosecutors have accused Lemon of joining a mob. Stock steadied after an encouraging update on inflation helped calm a Wall Street that's been racked by worries about how AI may upend the business world. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 48 points. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A key inflation measure hit a nearly five-year low last month. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The government's consumer prices report shows inflation dropped to 2.4% in January compared to a year earlier, down from 2.7% in December. Apartment rental price growth slowed and gas prices fell, all offering some relief to Americans dealing with 5 years of sharp cost increases. Inflation is now not far off the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. If it gets closer, that could let the central bank cut its key interest rate. On a monthly basis, though, inflation shows signs of staying elevated, with consumer prices rising 0.2% in January from December. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Falling cocoa prices won't necessarily mean cheaper Valentine's Day chocolates. Numbers show chocolate prices have risen about 15%. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.